Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight on KARE 93.7 FM. I'm Brandon Tabman, joined now by Jefferson County North football coach. That is Jeff Schneider, presented by Outdoor Concepts and Design. The Chargers improving to 4-0 last week, a 52-6 win against McLouth. And, Coach, we talked about that game leading up to it. Both teams at the time, 3-0. McLouth had gotten off to a really good start, first time in a while that they had started 3-0, and certainly plenty of league and district implications to it, but your team came out and performed pretty much the way they've done all year. They've been pretty solid and dominant, and through the first month of the season, your team sits here at 4-0, but more specifically about the game last week, what'd you like?
Like several things. I thought we were pretty effective at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. I thought up front on the defensive side, I thought we did a good job of maintaining the line and getting pressure. You know, McLeod has some big offensive linemen, so we knew that was going to be a task for us. When our defensive lines played up to that all year, that allowed our linebackers to you know, get downhill pretty quick, and we had a lot of linebackers with a lot of tackles last week, which, you know, I think bodes well for our defense. On the offensive side, I thought we did a pretty good job of controlling the line there too. We were able to move the ball over the ground and through the air both. Maybe the thing that I didn't like as much is on our offensive side, we had more penalties than what we've been used to. And, you know, a lot of those just self-inflicted, took away some big chunks of yardage, those sort of things. And, you know, things, just alignment and different things that we need to make sure we tighten up. So I was pleased. It's nice to watch on film and show the players a bunch of good things and still have something to work for that you can focus on in practice as well.
Well, we had to give the shout out to Carson McAfee this week, and a game on his 18th birthday, he put together just a pretty dynamite performance. How about 17 and a half tackles on defense? One went for a loss. He had a near 70-yard pick six. Also had a near 30-yard touchdown on offense. I kind of cracked the joke that you look back on that game against McLouth, that might as well just be called the Carson McAfee game. Just pretty sensational again on his 18th birthday. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we were really proud of him. You know, we went back over those tackle stats to verify that is a lot of tackles in one game. And, you know, he was just everywhere. Like I said, our defensive line did a good job of controlling the front, and he just filled. And he was everywhere. And, you know, on his birthday, it had to be incredibly special. You know, it was a pretty neat night in a lot of regards, obviously for Carson. And then we have a young man named Elijah Huff who just joined the Marine Corps within the last month. And it was our homecoming. And his recruiter sent out a helicopter to fly over at during the anthem right at kickoff. So kind of unbeknownst to anybody at that point in time, Elijah got the message after the game was over. So, you know, excited for both of those guys. And those guys are you know, the glue that really bonds our team together. You know, when you score touchdowns and those sort of things, the person that runs across the goal line gets his name announced. But it's the guys up front, which we've been solid across the lines. It's the guys on the outside. Elijah's one of those guys up front. The guys on the outside, like Carson is at wide receiver, and then both of them playing well on the defensive side that really do their job. And, you know, maybe it doesn't fill up your stat sheet all the time, but as coaches, we know the benefit of it, and we try to make sure we're pointing that out on film and just appreciate those guys, because it makes your team that much deeper and that much more solid.
A couple more minutes here with Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider. His team again 4-0 after the win against McLouth last week, getting ready for that second half push, and it starts this Friday, week 5 at Oskaloosa. Well, let's start with this matchup. Oskaloosa on Friday, again, you look at them and what they've done to this point, 1-3 through their first four games of the year. You know, you get a chance to kind of watch them on tape, break it down. What do you see? What do they do well, and what kind of expectation do you have for this one?
Well, you know, we go from a McLouth prep where it was, you know, unbalanced single wing heavy run to an Oskaloosa prep where it is, you know, spread you out and throw the ball. So a lot different prep. We've done that in the past in our district a few years ago. We were in a 17 district here in 1A, and you know, every week was a brand new offense. So we've prepped for this type of stuff before. Hopefully that bodes well for us here and for our players as well. But you know, they put the ball in the air, and you've got to make sure your eyes aren't in the backfield. Make sure you're covering your man. Make sure we contain the quarterback. You know, an athletic quarterback that can run and break the pocket probably at his best when he's off script and scrambling. You know, we faced something like that with Waubonsie a couple weeks ago. And in the first half, you know, the worst kid from Waubonsie, he had a heck of a half against us and got away from us a few times. So that's a focus for us as well. And then, you know, we've got to do the same things that we've been doing, that kind of dance with the girl you brought, so to speak, as far as, you know, making sure that we are doing what we do well and continuing to focus on that. You know, it's going to be a good week for us here for prep. It has been so far. A little different than what it has been, which I think makes it interesting as you head into the middle portion of the season. And we stressed last week that we're starting district play, and I think our players understand that. Got off to a good start, and we want to continue that. So, you know, we're looking for the opportunity again this Friday.
There it is. Jeff Schneider, Jefferson County North Head football coach. A conversation every week brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Chargers, big win last week, improving to 4-0. They'll try to keep that momentum going Friday on the road at Oskaloosa for a Northeast Kansas League bout, also a Class 1A District 3 game. Coach, we appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck on Friday.
All right. Thank you.